For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You're listening to the positive sound of Spirit Radio. It is Saturday Magazine with Jackie. Now, it is a busy weekend because, of course, tomorrow is Reek Sunday and, you know, people will be going up Croagh-Patrick. But there is another attraction that is calling people back, and that is Lough Derg. And it's a very special island in Donegal that has been a place of worship and prayer for over 1,500 years is what it says here. And they've been welcoming pilgrims back to the place this summer. So I'm really delighted to have Father Laflamme from Lough Derg on the line now to tell us more about it. Father, you're very welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear you billing Lough Derg as an attraction.
Well, it is. It is for some people. I know people who, like, they just come back again and again and again and again, and they've been very, very sad that it's been shut to the three-day retreats, and they're so delighted that it's back going again.
That has been one of the great features. Now, our numbers have not been anywhere up to the levels that they would have been in recent seasons before the lockdown. But, people are still cautious, and there will be lots of people, Jackie, whose memory of Lough Derg would be of it as a crowded place. So my sense is that kind of memory of a crowded island is maybe one of the things that would be making people particularly cautious. They might be saying, oh, I'm not sure that I would be wise just to... However, it hasn't been...
So maybe now is the time.
People who come, and many of them are return pilgrims, or as I sometimes call them, repeat offenders. But they have been back, and they have been delighted to be back. And a very, encouraging thing for us, among them then, on any day, even though our numbers might be down, there are first-timers, people who are here for the first time, and always interesting to meet them and to hear something maybe of what brought them there.
You know, I think it might be an attraction for people now to hear that it's a quieter, less crowded place where people can come and really connect with God.
Yeah. One of the things that the pilgrims have been saying to me, that they have experienced it, in terms of any risk of infection, they've experienced it, as a very safe place. Again, a lot of the pilgrimage, you see, is performed out of doors in the open air. So obviously that's on our side. But we have the fact that our numbers are low. We have spread our pilgrims in terms of the sleeping accommodation. We have spread our pilgrims more widely across the floor so that they're not sharing space.
Not too close to one another. Yeah, and I believe another draw is that the sun's come out there this morning, and it seems to be raining everywhere else.
It has just come out about the time that your call came in. So whether Spirit Radio is spreading sunshine even to Lough Derg, I'm not so sure.
I don't know.
It's here at the moment.
The Lord is smiling.
To stay with us for a while.
The Lord is smiling on you. Now we're talking as if everybody knows what Lough Derg is, and I bet there are a few listeners out there that are going, this sounds so entertaining, like I can go away but there's a little penance involved as well. So describe people who aren't familiar with Lough Derg. Can you just briefly give us a history and what it's about?
Good. Yes, Jackie. So the first thing is to be very clear that there are at least two Lough Dergs in Ireland. The bigger one is on the Shannon, running down towards Killaloe. And in fact, God love him, we had somebody who had come over to Ireland, I believe, to lead a retreat for people who belong to the Syro Malabar Church, to young people's retreat, and rang to see whether there be any chance that they might come and have permission to visit Lough Derg. But God helping the poor fellow went to the
wrong place.
To the wrong locked area, you know. And
oh, dear.
And rang us to say, oops, you know. However, so this is Loch Derg in Donegal, near the little village of Petticoat. As you said, our recorded history of spiritual presence here, Christian spiritual presence, goes back 1,500 years. Certainly from the 1100s, it was a recognized place of Christian pilgrimage. In the late Middle Ages, the very first printed maps of Europe, there's one of them where Loch Derg, or St. Patrick's Purgatory, as it was known at the time, was the only Irish landmark shown on the map of Ireland. So then it went through difficult times in the Reformation period. The whole idea of pilgrimage was one of the contested issues in the Reformation, but in more recent times, we actually have a day each year in May, a day of what we call prayer and friendship, where people come with their fellow Christians from other denominations. And so that's just a very brief sweep of the history. On the three-day pilgrimage, people still perform a physical regime of walking barefoot. They are fasting. There's a 24-hour vigil involved in it, and repeated vocal prayers. Embedded in that are links going right back to the practice of the Celtic monks in early medieval times. Then we have one-day retreat experiences where people keep their shoes on, and we give them scones and soup and sandwiches and so on. And our most recent development is that we have a pilgrim path along the lake shore.
Lovely.
And so the past 2 years, when we were closed in terms of the island, we had the opportunity to develop that as another kind of pilgrimage experience.
And, That's lovely.
So we have 2 weeks left now of the three-day pilgrimage, the traditional pilgrimage. We have a number of days for one-day retreats later in August and through most of September, and we have, if I remember rightly, 2 days in September when there will be a guided prayerful experience on the pilgrim path. All of those dates are available on our website, lochderg.org.
Well, it's definitely an Irish tradition, and I know people are delighted that they're able to partake in it again. Can you tell us? It's a great time for prayer and worship, and a valuable thing to do. So if listeners want to make a booking, tell us how they can do that.
Yes, I suppose the simplest thing is to lochderg.org. Go online, and they can book there online. that's probably the simplest and most obvious way for most people. If it suits people to book by phone, it's 071-98-615-18.
Excellent. 071-98-615-18. Excellent. When they're in the car, just make sure they go the right Loch Derg.
Uh-huh. Rather important.
Rather important. Father, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us this morning.
Delighted to talk to you, and it's good to be back on... I had the chance a few times before, you know, back 3 years, 4 years ago, that to occasionally to speak to your listeners on Spirit Radio. So all the best for your own work and your own mission.
Thank you so much,
Jackie. Thank you so much.
Great chatting with you. Thank you so much. That's Father Laflin from Station Island on Loch Derg, and you can go to lochderg.org, or there also they have a Facebook page, and you can sign up for those amazing 3-day retreat, 1-day retreat, or the Pilgrim's Path.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.